Joining us now on the line is the winner of the Heck Creighton Award in college football, the top college player in the nation, wrapping up a five-year career at the University of Alberta Golden Bears, and is fresh off signing a two-year contract with the Ottawa Redblacks. Ed Ilnicki joins the show. Ed, how's your French, buddy?
I am currently taking applications for a French tutor. I really need to get working on that. No, it's not great, I've been told. Yeah, no, it's going to be a priority over the next few months for sure.
Well, Ed, obviously capping off an excellent career with the Golden Bears, how does it feel to put pen to paper signing a CFL contract with the Ottawa Redblacks?
It's another big step, right? It's the next chapter of this whole journey that I've gotten to be a part of. And for the longest time, you know, I finished my fourth year with U of A in 2016, and I said, okay, at the end of that season, I don't know what's going to happen now. I might get a chance to get drafted. I might get to go to a training camp. But if those things don't work out, I'm going to be done at the end of my fifth year, right? And then it's time to move on to real life. And I've just been blessed to have the chance to go to Ottawa last year and to have a great experience at training camp and to learn a ton and to come back and cap things off the right way with the Bears here in Edmonton. And now it's just, yeah, it's exciting to, there's the business side of it that's obviously new, and it's exciting, but it is a bit of work, and I had to do my homework for sure. But I'm very comfortable with the decision I've made. I feel really good about it. It's where I want to go. Ottawa's the place I want to be in, and it's the place I want to compete to play at the CFL level.
Ed, congratulations. That's absolutely fantastic. Now, you know, as you transition from, you know, university now to pro game, what kind of advice have you had from guys who've done the same things about what steps need to be taken to be, you know, pro ready?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest one out of the guys that I've talked to and some of my teammates is just being ready for whatever transformation is going to happen, right? Like, if a team says, you know what, if I really want to commit to this thing, I just have to be open to whatever comes my way. If a team says to somebody, you got to put on some more weight so you can play in this spot or whatever it is, or you got to play in a position that you're not comfortable in because you've never played there before, I got to be ready to do those kinds of things. So it's just going in with an open mind and knowing that, okay, well, I was at U of A, you know, I had my spot. I knew where I was at. I was competing every day, but I knew, you know, I got familiar with it over 5 years, and now I get to restart that process, right? I get to go into it fresh face and just say, I just want to soak up everything I can and learn as much as I can and understand that the timelines are a lot different at the CFL level, right? It's going to take a bit longer to develop my game the way I want to, and just the way the game's structured is going to be a bit more unique, and the whole season's so much different. So I think the number one priority is taking care of my body really well. That's going to be a big adjustment over a 4 or 5 month season compared to the 2 months that we play at the university level. Those are going to be a couple of the big adjustments.
How important has head coach Chris Morse been to your development, not only as a player, but just as a person?
Oh, it's an awesome question. Coach has become, even since my first year, I knew pretty quickly what kind of influence he is having on me. But the last few years, for sure, he's kind of moved in. He's worked his way into that top three of guys who I go to for advice. It's my dad, it's my grandpa, and it's coach. So he's someone that I know I can go to with any question. It doesn't matter if it's related to football or class or life or relationships or whatever it is, right? I can go to him and talk to him about anything, and he's got my back 100% of the time. And he's having my back in a way that's not, he's just going to tell me what I want to hear. He's going to tell me exactly what he thinks, and he's going to tell me what he thinks the right decision is. And if I screw up or something, he's going to tell me exactly how he thinks I need to go about it to fix something. And I can't thank him enough for the time that we've gotten to spend together. And I hopefully he's going to play a big role in my life for the next few years for sure. And I think a long time after that.
What's the legacy you hope that you left behind and your other fifth years left behind for the Bears program now, you know, trying to just kind of get, you know, to the point where they're I guess not relevant, but contenders every single year.
Yeah, man. Well, if I could put a camera in that weight room over the last 2 weeks since they've gotten started again and show you what those guys have been up to since the season ended, I think anybody watching that tape would believe very, very strongly in what this team's going to accomplish in the next few years. You've got guys that are training harder. You've got more guys in the gym taking care of their bodies the way they need to. Before anything mandatory started, they're out there throwing the ball around. They're taking care of all the little details that need to be done. So as a fifth year group, that's all we can ask for. We cannot, we spent our time grinding and putting in long hours and working to figure out what kind of formula was going to run this team in the right direction. I think we took a big step last year. So all we can ask is for those guys to continue to work their butts off and continue to build on what we put together. Hopefully, you know, ask questions where they need to, because that was a big leadership group from our fifth year that moved on. But all of those guys are still very heavily invested in the success of the program, and they will be for a long time.
We're joined by Ed Ill. Nick, he signed a two-year deal with the Ottawa Redblacks today, capping off a five-year career at the University of Alberta Golden Bears. The head coach in Ottawa is Rick Campbell. Ed, have you had any conversations with Rick this offseason?
No, not this offseason, but I got a chance to chat with him a bit while I was there in training camp, and then around the draft previously. And Coach Campbell, he runs things the right way. I'm excited to head back out there and spend a bit more time under him.
So looking ahead now to the start of what your process here, getting ready for training camp. What are you doing to get set up? Is it mm-hmm. simply a fact I don't know a lot about it. Do you look at their playbooks? Are you getting to get to know your teammates who go out there? Is there a little mini camp or something you can do?
Yeah, the big one will be there's a mini camp sometime in April, and I'm not 100% sure when it's going to be scheduled, just because of they're adding another week to the season this upcoming year in the CFL, so that bumps the whole season ahead a little bit. But sometime in April, I'll get a chance to spend about a weekend with the team and getting used to the whole system over again. So it's right now it's getting ready for that. I'm going to have a few follow-up conversations with the personnel staff and understand, okay, here's my information as far as the playbook goes, as far as access to film. I'll make sure to get in touch with the coaching staff and know what kind of things, what kind of expectations they have for me going into this year, and just strive to work on those things as much as I can, because those are the people. At this point, I've got about as much information as you struds on what I need to get better at, right? So I gotta talk to those guys and rely on their expertise, and they know this game better than anybody. So I'm very excited to have those conversations and then just plan out the next few steps and get ready to compete against those guys in Ottawa.
Ed, we hope you have a long football career, but after that, I think you have a career as an analyst if you definitely want one. I'll ask you this. Who's going to meet in the Super Bowl? We have New England home to Jacksonville, and the Eagles take on the Vikings. Who's going to meet in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm a terrible football fan sometimes because I don't follow it as much as I should.
Well, you're pretty busy, though. You have an excuse. You've been quite busy.
Fair enough. But I'm never betting against Tom Brady. And ever since they signed James Harrison, I'm never betting against the New England Patriots. So I'm going to take them at home. Mm-hmm. And then looking at the other game, I'm excited to watch that Minnesota team play again.
Yeah.
Because they are fun to watch. And as much as it'd be awesome to see the Eagles rally around Nick Foles, I think what he's put together so far he's done a very good job filling in for Wentz. But I think that's a tough job, and that's a tough team he's going to go up against. So I'm going to take Minnesota to win that one. So I'm excited to see, New England, Minnesota Super Bowl.
Have you ever been a part of a game that ended as crazy as the Saints Vikings game ended on Sunday?
Jeez, I think the only thing that can compare to that would be we played Manitoba to 7 overtimes last year in our Canada West season, which is like, it's like playing a second game at that point. Your adrenaline is just spiking and dropping all over the place. So nothing, I'm sure, not on the scale and on the same grand stage that those guys were playing on last weekend. But yeah, that's probably the closest I've come to something like that.
Ed, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Congratulations mm-hmm. on the new deal. Best of luck this offseason. Hopefully we'll see you in the CFL for many years to come.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys. Take it easy.